My name's John O'Bacon, and my dog's never ridden a skateboard.
My name's Stuart Langridge, and my dog died.
And welcome to...
Shot of Jack!
There has been a long-held belief that video editing on Linux is bollocks. Some applications are accused as half-complete sparsities, devoid of practical application, while others are slammed as overcomplicated instruments of pain, levelled at those new media weirdos who stole your booze when you were at college. It is easy to identify with the critics. For a long time, the answer to video editing on Linux was either Kino, a somewhat simplistic and quirky attempt to let you get that video of your dog riding a skateboard on the internet, or Cinelera, which apparently packs a punch feature-wise, but has an interface that looks like it was concocted by an ADD kid on heroin, armed with only bright red, black, and yellow crayons. Not only that, but it seems the juicy goodness that is buried under the crapola that is the Cinelera interface needs a computer so powerful it hasn't actually been invented yet. But is the worm turning? Recent releases of the GNOME-based PitaV and the KDE-based KDE NLive are looking positive, seemingly offering powerful yet simple opportunities to indulge in the online video revolution that all those buggers have been enjoying on Windows and Macs. My excitement is tempered with a feeling of deja vu, though. My hopes have been raised before with projects such as the now-defunct Diva and a long PitaV evolution. So I ask the question, can I dust off my camera and join the online video revolution? Or should I go back to editing my videos on Linux using a screwdriver and a steady hand?
To be honest with you, what we're talking about here is a screwdriver, let's be honest. I mean, it's quite a pretty screwdriver, but it crashes more often than a screwdriver really used to.
It's a screwdriver that's got, like, you know, respects your current theme, which is nice. It's got rounded corners and maybe wobbles a little bit on the screen, but
see,
it does that.
Snap-on tools don't do that, do they? A Cairo-enabled screwdriver. Video editing is something really important, I think. One of the things that I was really gratified to see was the decision in Ubuntu Karmic to make in Ubuntu Lucid to make PitaV part of the default installation. You know, I really want to be at a stage where people can just say, I want to just quickly edit a video, publish it immediately to YouTube or Blip.tv or whatever, because that's going to be really interesting. People are doing this all over the place. You look at movies on YouTube where they've got songs or what have you, and quite often you see the same blue background, white scrolly text titles show up, which I assume come from Windows Movie Maker or something.
Yeah. No, I think it's important as well. I mean, I remember being in having some discussions way back at the Grand Canary Desktop Summit when Edward Hervey he contacted me and said, you know, what would we need to do to get PitaV into Ubuntu? And I hooked him up with Rick Spencer, who's the desktop manager at Canonical. And they started having some conversations and throwing some ideas out. And then there was a discussion at UDS. And the thing that excited me about the discussion is the fact that I think in many cases, a very common use case on Linux desktops is people literally just taking a quick piece of video and throwing it on and throwing it onto the internet. Like right now over here in the US, I don't know if it's happening in the UK, but those flip cams have been advertised like crazy on TV. And the way they're advertising them is like a picture of, you know, is like a little video of a baby burping or something ridiculous, right? And people want to do that. You want to go up, you want to film something, you want to suck it onto your computer and stick it onto YouTube. And I like the idea that we're edging towards that on the modern Linux desktop now.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I think is interesting, recently my daughter was in a pantomime. They had a thing for her dance group and her drama group, did this thing where there were sort of 12 or 13 separate segments over the course of an hour and a half, and they did a video of it. But what they did was they just set up a video camera and pointed it at the stage and just recorded the whole thing. And what I wanted to do was make a nice DVD of that where you could jump to the different sections and it had a menu and stuff like that. Now, a year, 18 months ago, that would have basically been flat out impossible on Linux. People would have said, oh yeah, you can do it, absolutely. What you can do is you can use mencoder from the command line. Yeah. Right.
You just need to write some C++ code to do that and you'll be fine.
Yeah, and I want to be clear about this. Fuck those people, right? It wants to be easy. And I actually managed to do it. I used PitaV It wasn't anywhere near as easy as it should have been. I had to use Pitivy to break up the video into loads of different segments, export all the individual segments as Theora, and then join them together into a DVD with this program called DVD, D-E-V-E-D-E. So I then glued all the segments back together and created a menu in this other program. But I was able to create a DVD out of parts on a Linux desktop and then give it to people, and it played in their DVD players. And
that's exactly what we want.
It is. I mean, I appreciate the fact that people with Windows Movie Maker or iMovie or whatever have just fallen off their chairs in hysterics and laughed up their own spleen. But it's a big improvement over where we were even a year ago.
Yeah. So let's look at the options, right? Pitivy we've talked about. Pitivy is GNOME-based. It's written in Python. It uses GStreamer. Then we've got Cinelera, which I mentioned in the intro, which as people probably picked out, I'm not particularly a big fan of the Cinelera interface because it's fucking horrible. Then you've got the KDE NLive, which is a KDE-based editor, which seems pretty feature-laden, but it crashes a lot from my experience. Kino is really simple. That's GNOME-based. And then you've got this thing called OpenShot. Have you looked at that?
I have looked at OpenShot a bit. OpenShot appears to be taking roughly the same kind of UI approach as Pitivy. But instead of being, instead of being based on GStreamer, it's based on the FFmpeg and MPlayer set of tools, that side of the world. You know, video stuff on Linux tends to divide into two different halves. You've got the half that's based on GStreamer, and you've got the half which is based on gluing together FFmpeg and MPlayer and MEncoder and all that kind of thing. OpenShot is like that. They've taken a good UI approach, but it's based on a rather shifting foundation. I'm not a big fan of using things like MPlayer. MPlayer does tend to support things before GStreamer does and so on, and much as FFmpeg tends to support things before GStreamer does, I prefer GStreamer. Even when you end up linking FFmpeg into GStreamer to do half the work, I still prefer GStreamer as a much more rock-solid foundation. Yeah.
I'm the same, which is no surprise, but I don't know whether that's because we've both worked on a GStreamer application. We both hacked on a prominent GStreamer app.
So. Yeah, no, there is that, and we know the GStreamer guys and that kind of thing. So there is potentially some bias in here, I admit it, but OpenShot does seem to be quite good from a UI approach, certainly. They've sat down and spent some time thinking about how the user interface should work, and they've come up with roughly the same thing as Pitivy has, which suggests me that it's at least a local maximum for a good way of building UI for this kind of application, which is nice.
So it's pretty exciting, the fact that it's planned that Pitivy is going to ship in Lucid, so a lot of people will get access to this technology. And Pitivy, I think it's had a long time. I remember first seeing it, I think it was at GWADEC, the GNOME conference in
Barcelona.
It was about 3 or 4 years ago. It was in, Catalonia, wasn't it?
Yes.
Wherever the hell that was.
Yes.
Or Villanova.
Villanova.
Something else with an over. An over. And it's taken a long time for it to mature, but there's that. And then recently, Edward announced this new set of GStreamer components for writing video applications as well. These GStreamer media services or whatever it's called. And it seems pretty exciting because I think for hardcore video editing, people will always refer to something like Cinelera, which seems to be incredibly feature-packed, but like I say, has really heavy system requirements. And it's run by this company called Heroin Virtual, but they don't seem to have a revenue stream and not a particularly open development platform as well in terms of how they build it.
That's interesting, because I looked into this a bit. There are two versions of Cinelera. There's the Heroin Virtual version, and then there's CV, the community version, they call it. And the community version has a much more open development process. The community version carries some things that haven't made it upstream into the Heroin Virtual version. But equally, the guy at Heroin Virtual does contribute to the community version, and he'll submit patches up to that as well. So the two things kind of work in concert. It's really interesting. So lots of good times ahead for video editing on Linux, I think.
It appears so. So that's our thoughts. What do you think in the Shot of Jack community? The first place you can let us know your thoughts is going to be on shotofjack.org. Wherever you listen to this show on the website, go there and join the conversation right there.
You can also talk to us on Twitter. Send us a message to @shotofjack, or you can hashtag your messages with #shotofjack.
And if you want to contact the two of us directly and share your thoughts and opinions about the show and about Shot of Jack in general, you can contact us at talktous@shotofjack.org.